What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, you guys want to go to Vegas? All right, listen up. Time to download the free Odyssey app for your chance to spend the first two rounds of the college basketball championship in Vegas with three friends. Now, you got to have three friends, so that's also part of it. Or maybe you can make friends easier if you have a free trip to Vegas. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination. That's where we stayed when we were there. It is awesome. You can watch the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim, which, again, is where we broadcast from when we were out there. It is awesome. It'll be a very fun place to watch a tournament. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 92.9 The Game or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. It's a national contest, so you're competing with people all over the country listening to Odyssey stations. But I believe in you. I believe that you can be the one that wins.
Go get her done.
Just listen every single day.
Go get her done.
For at least an hour, or maybe more than an hour, just to be sure, you know?
And that gets you to Vegas.
Gets you entered
to
in.
To Circa.
Gets you entered in to
go
to Circa. It's a great spot.
Yeah, it is.
We had a good time over there.
I had a very outstanding time. Thinking about going back.
It's a good place.
Thinking about going back.
Yeah, I've recommended it to multiple people. They're like, hey, how you guys stayed in at Circa when you were out there? What was it like?
I was like, cool.
I loved it.
It was really cool.
It was a really, really nice hotel. Everything was there. Casino downstairs. The pool, obviously, with the sports book and the TVs. The rooms were really nice. Mm-hmm. Like, everything was first rate. As far as, they picked us up in an Escalade from the airport.
Right.
Now, I don't know that they're going to do that for everybody, but they did it for us. It's really special. It was a really special time for me to be in a personal Escalade. Maybe it'll happen again someday.
You never know, man. You never know, dog. It's
if it doesn't, at least it happened once.
I mean, you can always say that.
Yeah.
I got chauffeured from
I got
Vegas
picked up in an Escalade
from the escort from the Vegas airport to the hotel and from the hotel back to the airport.
Yeah, in an Escalade.
Didn't have a pay or nothing.
No, I didn't have to pay him anything.
Yeah,
it was his job to drive me around.
You should have took a detour.
Yeah, that would have been a great idea. You could drive us down the strip.
Yeah, why not?
We could pretend we're famous or something like that.
Yeah, with the windows like half rolled down. Not all the way down.
The only thing that happened was as we drove from the airport to the hotel, we were driving to the hotel and saw my brother.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which is so weird because my brother doesn't live in Las Vegas. Neither do I. He just happened to be there when we were there. And I said to the driver, I was like, hey, that's my brother. And he was like, no, it isn't. I was like, yeah, it is. I swear to God, watch. And I yelled at him, said, hey, Ryan. And he waved back, but he wasn't all that enthusiastic to see me.
Right.
He hadn't seen me in months. And he kept walking and turned right. And the guy was like, well, he did turn around and wave at you.
Yeah.
But wouldn't your brother be happier to
and
see that, you?
And that's what he said. Because I came out.
I was like, I don't know.
Obviously, I got in after you. And he said the same story. He's like, yeah, you're Andy's father. I was like, yeah, I'm Randy and everything. He's like, yeah, we saw his brother. I don't think he knew he was in the truck. I was like, and I was like, what?
And I texted him. I was like, hey, that was me who yelled at you. He goes, yeah, I know.
Damn.
I was like, maybe smile next time.
Did he chase the tail?
No, he was going to get a tattoo.
Okay, never mind.
He was on his way to get a tattoo.
What do you think
Vegas.
You were going to talk him out of it? You think you were going to big brother
this
him? Like,
got so many damn tattoos now.
I know that's
talking
what I'm saying. But he thought you were going to big brother him. Like, hey man, I don't think you should do that.
I think he was just on a mission and he wasn't interested in anybody holding him up. I was like, I got some ink to go get. Leave me alone.
I love the people who travel, who go like, and this wasn't vacation because we were obviously working, but like go out of town to get tattoos.
Yeah. You know they have tattoo.
Like they don't have tattoo parlors in Washington.
Spots in all the cities that you live in.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Seattle, wherever.
He's going to get a tattoo.
Maybe they're cheaper in Vegas. Everything's more expensive in Vegas.
I would think so. I would think they would.
My other brother, I won't say which one, on my bachelor party got turned away from a tattoo parlor. They were like, no, man, we're not doing that. You know how drunk you have to be in Las Vegas for a tattoo parlor to tell you no?
Depending on what the hell he was trying to get.
To be your conscience. I don't know what he was trying to get, but they were like, nah, man, we're not going to do that. We don't feel good about it.
He must have been drunk as hell.
He was.
Yeah, okay.
He disappeared for 10 hours, reappeared, and had made a $500 bet on the Browns to make the Super Bowl. No, sorry. Not Super Bowl. Playoffs. And they did.
Okay.
That was the Joe Flacco year.
Okay.
Yeah, they did make the playoffs. No. Bachelor party was years ago. I don't know who the quarterback was that made the playoffs, but they did. So his blacked out drunk bet cashed.
Way to go.
So let that be a lesson to you.
Bet drunk?
Make bets blacked out drunk. All right, let's get to the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's the lesson from that story. That's the lesson from that story. Let's get to the Super Bowl grab bag with Abe.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Abe.
All right, these questions are going to start to get more serious as we get closer to the game, but I do have a couple goofy ones here to start out.
It's a very serious show.
It is. Chiefs wearing white jerseys, Eagles wearing green. Who has the better look on Super Bowl Sunday?
I love the Chiefs white with red pants.
Are they wearing white on white?
I don't know the full get-up.
Okay. I love the white with the red pants.
Yeah.
Yes, that was always my favorite thing. Like because that only happened when we played for Miami. We wore all white all the damn time, and it was miserable. And that was when Nick got there. We were all white, home and away. Like, at least when Dave was there, we wore the aqua pants with the white jersey.
Yeah, and that's a great
look. I like that look. We always are all white.
And the Chiefs, to me, like, it's pretty much the jersey they've always had.
Yeah.
Right?
A couple tweaks
here.
There's
like tweaks, but it's not like major wholesale. Like, because the Eagles, to me, the hard part for me about their jerseys is their go-to jersey now is not their best jersey. Their throwback jersey is their best jersey.
Oh, yeah.
The Kelly Green with the Randall Cunningham era.
No doubt.
Like, it's a way better jersey than the one that they wear.
No doubt.
So anytime I'm just like the Falcons. Like, the Falcons' best jersey is not their main jersey now. Their best jersey is their throwback jersey.
Right.
There's a lot of teams like that. The Chiefs actually still wear their original jersey pretty much. So, yeah, nod goes to the Chiefs.
What would you rather attend as a fan? Super Bowl, World Series Game 7, NBA Finals, World Cup Finals, something else?
World Cup Final.
Man, like, do I get to pick who's in it? Like, my team's in it?
Sure.
I don't know. I guess, if the U.S. is in the World Cup final, that'd be
pretty
special.
Yeah, if the U.S. is in the World Cup final, hell yeah, I want to be there.
But let's talk realistic.
Yeah, I mean, the Falcons, if the Falcons are in the Super Bowl again, that'd be
cool. He just said realistic. Did you see what's going on out there?
But the thing about it is they've been to one.
They go every 20 years.
Okay. We're
12 years
due. When the hell the Mets national team been close?
I think they were in the Final Four.
If they call that handball, if they call that handball against Germany, man.
Yes, if they call it.
Very frustrating. They have not been close since, that's for sure.
Nope.
But I'm just thinking, like, atmosphere-wise, it's definitely the World Cup final. The Super Bowl is a weird atmosphere because the game is so much different and longer and the commercials are longer. The people in attendance tend to be more of a corporate crowd.
Right.
Really, if you want to go to the best possible game for your favorite team in the NFL, it's a NFC or AFC championship game. Like a home game for the NFC champion, like Falcons fans that were in the dome for 16.
Gracious.
That's the best. Like, that's way better than a Super Bowl atmosphere because that's at home, your fans. It's still expensive, but like the diehards are going to be in
there. That place, oh my God, if Mercedes-Benz can ever look like that damn Packers game.
Yeah, I bet if they were in the NFC Championship game up 30 to nothing like they were in that game,
that
it would.
That was unbelievable.
That was crazy.
Unbelievable.
It was crazy.
What are you looking forward to more, the halftime show or the commercials?
I guess the halftime show. I mean, I try to keep up with the commercials, but I'm always up and moving during them, so I really don't get a chance to watch them all.
Yeah, I'm excited for both of them. Like, it's an artist that I genuinely like.
I'm not excited, though.
Why not?
I'll be all right if I don't see it.
Oh, no, I love the commercials. I like to see, they come up with clever stuff,
right,
and there's funny ones, and it's always
like,
kind of fun to be
like. My wife wants to have a Super Bowl party for the halftime. I'm like, no. I don't want nobody over here watching the game and sitting here talking the whole damn time, waiting on the damn commercial. Yeah. Go to their house.
Right. That is the hard part about watching the Super Bowl with folks.
Yeah,
because they're in it for the whole stuff that's not football.
Yeah.
You're in it for the football.
And that just, that grinds my gear.
I know. But that's why 100 million people watch it. you know?
Grinds my gear.
But it's good for everybody, right? Maybe you watch it in the basement and they watch upstairs.
But wait, if I want to watch it upstairs.
But then you watch it upstairs.
Because the thing about it is, it's never just one.
Oh, no, of course not.
It's always with the...
No, and they'll talk during the game.
Exactly.
And they'll be like, whoa, commercials.
Exactly.
Yes, that is, yes.
Yes.
For a real sports fan, it's very hard for that to be the case. But I like the commercials. They do a good job. They're funny. I can't wait to see what Kendrick Lamar does. I mean, you know, this is it. Like, all the stuff that's happened so far has been bad for Drake.
Yeah.
Nothing's worse than him performing in front of 100 million people on the Super Bowl and calling him a pedophile.
Yeah.
Which he's gonna.
Yeah. He so, better.
Yeah. That's, you know, there it is.
All
remember
right.
Remember when in Living Color had their own halftime show?
Yes.
And everybody clicked over yes. and watched that?
Yes.
And then the NFL was like, never again. I think Michael Jackson performed the next year.
Yes.
And the Super Bowl halftime shows have been megastars ever since. That's crazy.
My mic popped out this.
It's crazy to think that something could have been so popular that it would take you to another channel to yes. watch it, which it was. I remember watching that Living Color halftime show. It's hilarious.
All right. Again, really dialing into the matchup tomorrow. So final kind of overhear one. If Nick Sirianni loses this game, are there going to be calls for his job that he can get us there but can't win it?
Well,
I mean.
There'll probably be some crazies.
There'll probably be some crazies. I mean, it is Philly. It is Philly. So, yeah, I'm sure somebody would be. I would not be shocked if he doesn't get a contract extension after this game.
If he does or if he doesn't?
If he doesn't get a contract extension. I mean, they've been in the Super Bowl two of the past 3 years.
So you think he will?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he should.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni's going to get a contract extension.
I think he should. Is his contract up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it should. It's Philadelphia. If they lose this game, Eagles fans will do that. But that would be crazy. That would be a mistake.
Be really crazy.
I feel like. That'll probably happen. If Andy Reid loses, do you think they'll call for his job? I don't
know. Well, I mean, Andy's come out and said that he's plans on coming back.
Yeah, plus, you know, he's Andy Reid.
Like, I think Andy's going to stay with Patrick as long as possible.
Yes, what he should do.
Yeah.
Ride that gravy train to as many Super Bowls as you possibly can. As long as you're still physically healthy enough to go out there and do it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Don't matter.
Go out there and do it.
It does not matter.
All right.
I'm telling you, dude. Because he's like closing on Bill in wins, too.
Mm-hmm.
All-time wins.
Yeah, because this would be four. Right?
I'm talking about like all-time wins.
Overall. Yeah,
overall.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like a lot of these records you thought were completely out of reach, Andy Reid got Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he did.
Because everybody, not forgets, but like glosses over how great of a coach he was in Philadelphia.
He was great.
They won. They were in the NFC Championship game every single year. They just couldn't get over the top and win a championship. They got there one time and didn't win it. But yeah, man, got himself a generational quarterback. And what do you know? All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.